This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Then the believers will now walk towards the bridge, the Sirat. Sirat will be over Jahannam. If you fall down off the Sirat, you fall into Jahannam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it will be sharper than a sword, thinner than a hair. It will be slippery. On the sides, there will be hooks and thorns, and every individual will have to go over it. And then the prophets will come, and the only individuals who will be allowed to speak on that day will be the prophets. And the prophets will only say one thing: Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that people will go over the Sirat according to their action. Some people will go so fast that it will be like lightning, others like the wind, others like a flying bird, others like a fast horse. Some individuals will actually crawl. Some individuals would go on their stomach. The person who will go on his stomach will ask, why am I going on my stomach? Why can't I go at the speed of other individuals? He will be told, your actions have held you back. I want you to imagine that you are that individual who's standing at the Sirat. Now you place your one foot on the Sirat. It's thin, it's slippery, it's sharper than a sword. The Messenger of Allah said that the individual will carry his sins on his back, and beneath you it is totally and utterly dark. But you can hear the fire raging in Jahannam, and you can hear the screams of other individuals who are falling off the Sirat. The Messenger of Allah said, when a person falls off the Sirat, it will take him 70,000 years to hit the bottom of Jahannam. You placed one foot and your heart is trembling. Your legs are shaking. You can feel the sharpness of the sword. And now you have to place your other foot. And past you are people who are flying, who are going at the speed of light, who are going at the speed of a bird. And this is the reality of a day that you and I will stand on the Sirat. And if our actions are not good, then either we fall into Jahannam or we are amongst those who will go on our stomach to reach the other end. On that day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that family reconciling ties and fulfilling amana, your trust, will be standing on the both sides of the Sirat, and they will be interceding on behalf of the people going across. This is how important reconciling ties are. On a place where the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam will be saying, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. When you reconcile ties, that will stand there. When you fulfill your trust, that will stand there. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that on that day, a person who went out to help his brother, he took his time out, he walked with his brother to assist him in a need. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his feet firm on the bridge, which will be thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first person to cross the Sirat will be myself. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will wait for the ummah by the door of Jannah, and he will be reciting, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Oh Allah, protect our ummah. Oh Allah, protect our ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, O Messenger of Allah, I want you to intercede for me on the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will intercede for you on the day of judgment. Every single believer should remember this narration. He said, O Messenger of Allah, where will I find you in all that rush? The Messenger of Allah said, there are three places that you will find me. You will find me at the Sirat, you will find me at the Hawd, and you will find me at the Mizan. These are the three places where every believer can find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.